Hi, dreamers. Welcome back to another episode of Dream Podcast by Archie. Hi, guys. How you doing? I know this week's episode is late. Too late. I've been really contemplating on what to record. I come home and I think, what am I going to tell my dreamers today? I've been really, really thinking about this episode. Thinking about what I'm gonna post on here, but I just want to come on here and say that it's important to be grateful in life, in each and every sector of your life. Be grateful, even when things are tough. Be grateful because God knows that whatever you're going through is a process to making your life better and easier. Let me assure you, it's gonna get better. So I have a request that I need to tell you guys to help me with. So I have three options that I need to choose from. One, it's either getting an iPhone 14 Pro Max. Two, moving out from home and having my little nest. Three, starting the saving process of owning my own car. These are three decisions that need to be made, and I want to come on here and ask for your advice. What do you think I should do, guys? What do you think I should do? This thing is driving me crazy. I can't believe I can spend $170,000 to buy a phone. Now, that is crazy. Am I in the right financial space to spend that much and not be broke? I don't think so. $170,000 for just a phone, that's a lot of money. But I really want an iPhone 14 Pro Max. I'm manifesting an iPhone 14 Pro Max. God, please bless me with a man who will love me and who will just gift me an iPhone 14 Pro Max. Please, God. Amen. That is a manifestation. I really hope so. Because, just thinking about chucking out $170,000, it's a lot of money. $170. It's even more than $170. It's about $180 just to have a phone. Crazy. Two, having my own little nest. It's in my vision board. I've really, really, really wanted to have my own place for such a long time, but I'm afraid of making the same mistake twice. There's a time that I moved out of home and I came back. Since I'm home right now, I came back because I could no longer be able to foot my bills. So right now, if I think about moving out, I need to be really sure and I need to be to have a constant flow of income. Right now, I might have the initial money to set up my little nest, but will I be able to keep it running for a lifetime until I get married? So that's another question. Should I start saving to buy my own car? If I go on the way I am, in maybe 3 or 4 months, I could ideally be able to own a car comfortably. 3 to 4 months, I could be able to own a car. So these are the three top decisions that I'm really figuring out what to do. And I'm really hoping that God will bless me with the right answers, because this is the year that I let go and let God. I don't want to do things on my own, because clearly when I did things on my own, I failed terribly. Do you remember how much I failed? I really failed so bad. I went and then I came back. But right now I want to go and stay until I get married. If God wishes it so, but I hope God wishes that for me. Yes. So yes, that's what I'm thinking about, guys. It's crazy that I'm really thinking about this now. So I really hope that God guides me in the right direction. And within this period, I'm always trying to be grateful. Grateful for every little thing. Every little thing. Grateful for life. Grateful for these thoughts that I have. Grateful for being alive. Grateful for parents. Grateful for friends. Just think grateful and grounded, because life is about so much more. It's about frustrations. It's just crazy. So I hope you guys will help me choose what is the best decision for me. I will put a poll down there on the description of this podcast. Please do vote and let me know, what should I do? This top three decisions. Should I buy the iPhone and move out later? Should I start saving for my car and move out later, or should I now move out and then start saving for my car and then get an iPhone later? It's a tricky situation. It is, but I just hope that God will help me make the right decision for me right now. I hope so. So yeah, we're in the process, and in my vision board I have a girl living her best life alone. I have a girl who is happy. I have a girl who's contented with herself. And that girl is me. That girl is me right now. I'm so happy. I'm in the happiest season of my life. I'm in the most content season of my life. I am in the most peaceful season of my life. I can just sit alone and be okay and not be worried about tomorrow or next week or a man or whatever, and just be at calm and at peace. And I'm so grateful for that. So help me choose what I should do on the description, and do share my podcast with all your friends. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'm going to drop another episode for this week. I'm going to drop two because I Roslyn just decided not to post a video in the beginning of the week. But I'm so sorry, guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. And I hope you have a wonderful day full of God's love, God's blessing. And I know for sure that I love you so much. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.